Yosef, some really interesting halachas today. Really good, some interesting halachas. How was your day, Mr. Blen? Good?
Wonderful.
Baruch Hashem. The rain didn't bother you too much. Okay. You must have been on the bike when it was raining. You don't notice it.
I had a meeting that was pouring, and I stayed where I was for 5 minutes, and I left. Yeah.
And then you were fine.
I
went
back from Ealing.
Ealing?
35 minutes. I went on the way there. I went on Google Maps. I put in cycling. It took me through forests. It took
nice.
But no ones are nice because if you're in a woodland and you have Schwarzer 1 behind you and Schwarzer 2 in front of you, you're finished.
Okay.
And then,
okay. Good. Some interesting halachas. There's a very a really interesting halacha over here. It's so interesting. Sometimes I wonder what was the Heilige Chofetz Chaim thinking when he put this in the halacha. And sometimes it's evident. Sometimes it's not so evident. Here the halacha goes completely out of. It's really a bit unconventional what he does over here. I don't know if it is or it isn't. I'm not sure really. Let's see what you'd say. So the starting point is the Shvi'i Hashem LeNegdi Somed. I want to first look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, who adds a few interesting halachas, Sivkotan Dalet, and then afterwards I want to look at the Bialacha, which we're going to do not every word inside, because it's quite a long one. So in Sivkotan Dalet, so again, we discussed here the concept of Shvi'i Hashem LeNegdi Somed. The Bialacha taught us that it's a really important rule, that a person has to be focused towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, LeNegdi Somed at all times. This was following the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the initial words of Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim, who taught us that you've got to stand up in the morning like a lion. So the Shulchan Aruch said, that's the way you wake up. The Ramah said, not only the way you wake up, but generally speaking, you've got to have Hashem in your mind. See, the Mishnah words have gotten Dalet. Sivkot Dalet. Danu sheitzaya benafsho tomid eich shu oimed lifnei Hashem isbach. The question is, imagine that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu meloi kol ha'aretz kvoid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory fills the world. Now, look at that. Because of B'Shem Arizal, they write in the name of the Ari, the Heilige Ari. Sheitzaya Shem Havaya tomid neged einov. A person should imagine in front of his eyes, Yud K Vav K in the following way of Hey Vav Yud K Beniko Yiro Kaze with the nekudah of the vowels of Yiro Kaze, like as printed over here. There you go. That's the way, says the Ari, and that's incredibly crude in the Mishnah over here. That's the way you've got to picture Hashem's name in front of you. Vezeu Soit, and that is the secret of Shvi'i Hashem LeNegdi Somed. And that leads to a great fear of Hashem. If you picture yourself those four letters constantly, that's the way you're going to get to Yiras Shemaim. Here. V'yesh, and the Ash, Yirigilin Machmazed, there are people that because of this, last is Menoyrois Shel Klaf. Some people have Menoyrois made out of Klaf, made out of Klaf?
Parchments,
that yeah. Metziorim, with pictures. Leoniach besidurim, they insert that in the sidurim. The koisim bohem, and they write in it, b'shivizim l'ishlamit. And ben arba oisiois v'shari shemesh, and they put these four letters of yudkei vavkei with those vowels. That's the way they insert it in the sidur. V'shari shemesh. V'noire kazu, and this particular menoire with this image, with these letters, is called hoisonikis b'shem shivisi. This picture of a menorah is called Shivis V'atam. And the reason, that should remind the person, shouldn't talk mid-davening, that this menorah with the word Shivisi, which reminds, with the word of Yudkei Vavkei, with the vowels of Yira, that undoubtedly leads a person to Yira Shemaim, so says the Ari. And if you insert that in the Siddur, that's going to ensure that you don't end up talking and schmoozing and wasting your time during davening. That was therefore written on a klaf, and that was inserted in the Siddur. The Kosav, yeah, you're looking there for good reason, yeah, one minute. Yeah, one sec, he's going to get to that. Because of the Shari, by the way, what the Mishnah doesn't say over here, what the Mishnah, we've got a modern version of that, which is what? We've got a modern version of that. Not the klaf. But I believe that most Sidurim, not the Art Scroll, not the Art Scroll, but all like the normal Sidurim, in the back they will have a menorah. Most Sidurim have got it printed.
Why the back?
In the front, sometimes the front, sometimes the back. And that's where it comes from. You've got some siddurim, we've got a few menorahs. It's all the Shivitz Hashem, and you've got the Yud Kei Vav Kei with the vowels of Yira. Yeah, it doesn't much. I think maybe Tfilas Kol Pe also may have it. It is very common. So that is what it's. Yeah, so that's where it comes from. It's really. Does he have it? Tfilas Kol Pe. The very back, last page. No. No? Oh, I thought they do. Okay. Okay. Now, what is something which is perhaps more visible on a more visible and more prominent? Is because of what this brings up in the name of the Shachuvah. Because of the Shachuvah Shem Tuah Shor, Shiroi, I'm turning to the next page. Lezuchai Levadal Midnag Vizeh. So he brings up, he firstly brings that, no, some hold that it's not a good idea. Ki al piroiv eno mesham mezaklav kiroiv mishtavchenu piroiv shkol chutzois vegam kam pa'omim boni dekav mechiz Hashem. So first brings the name of the Shachuvah that, no, it's not such a good idea because often people lose it and they spill coffee over it. And they may end up, spilling, you might get, so you got Mechikas Hashem there, because you've got Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it's not a good idea. So Shai Tshuva doesn't like it. Yeah, also if you drop it, it's also a problem, it's shameless. So he's, right, but then he says, and here it is, if you've got a large menorah, which is on a larger klav, shekoivim, which are placed, in shul ifnei amud, in front of the chazan's place, tachas tavla shel zchuchis, under a glass, she'em shayach b'zeh tamanal, that reason is not a problem, less than bo, that's not a problem, that's kind of shown him. There it is. That's what it is. So there you go. That's what it is. And that's what he said. That you don't have to worry about getting lost, getting ruined. And that's a good idea because that inspires people to daven with kavana. But the Bishnibu does add, if there is no separation, no board, it's a bit of a problem. Because if you've got candles in front of the chazans, many times you will end up, who ends up being burned, the name Chas V'Shalom may be burned. Chas V'Shalom. So yeah, we've got two reasons why it's not a problem. First of all, we've got separation, like a plastic, and besides that, anyway, we don't put candles there. Many should. The Chassidish shul still put candles there. They're very makbid on putting candles there. Yeah, that's pretty safe. It's not going to get burnt. So, thanks to health and safety regulations, this Mishnah's concern is not applicable. And so that's where it comes from. But I think it's just really important because I think what we have to be aware. Which sometimes we may not be aware and so conscious that the reason why it says in the front of most shuls, Shviz Yashem, Lenek the Summit, is to inspire us to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu and to have that consciousness and that awareness that we're here to at least when we daven in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should have that presence of mind that we're standing before Melech Malchem Lochem. At least, at the very, very least then. Okay, these are the Mishnah Berurah's point here. No, it doesn't say anything about reading. It's a source of inspiration. It's not about reading. Look at this. Look at it. Yeah. I know that many siddurim. I know that. I don't know which. Many siddurim have got it. Now I do not know anything about Kabbalah. I have no idea what the Ari writes. Why it has to be a shape of a menorah, and why this. I don't know, there's often Tehillim in there, Kapitlech Tehillim in there, so certain, I have no idea where that comes from, what the reason that is. What the Mishnah Berurah takes out of it is something which is that, it's as far as, I don't know what the Menorah, what's the Menorah aspect? You are well versed in Kabbalah, Mr. Omer. What's the Menorah representing? So what is it? I don't know what the Menorah, what's the significance of the Menorah? So, in the menorah, yeah. Should be session. Right. Okay. Now the Bi'aloch over here in Dibur HaMaschil Klal Gadol B'Torah. He quotes here something in a very fundamental in the name of the Chinuch of the Sefer HaChinuch, and he brings it because he says something that's really important to remember. And these are what he brings over here. It's incredible. It's the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. He brings the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidyos. Now, not to be confused, what is the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidyos? These are the six Tmidyos, constant mitzvahs. It's not the most important ones. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying a chiddush. It might not be the most important ones.
Ones you can do always.
It's the ones that you should do always. Yeah. Yeah. These are the ones that at no time a person should be forgetting those six mitzvahs. It's very, very... I always struggle to understand how a person is meant to fulfill that, because, if you just concentrate on six mitzvahs to me at all times, you aren't going to bring much panos about the end of the week. Exactly. When you're going to say, how are you going to cycle? Yeah, you know. How are you going to, I don't know what that...
Let's see three white bands
and two. That's when you're going to think about 6 minutes. So I do not know I don't have the level of awareness of consciousness. That was mitzvah to me, Dios. So does it mean you need to pause and to think about it? It's nearly impossible to do that. Is it at some times during the day you're going to be focusing on this? Perhaps. Is it about... not a conscious knowledge. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I really don't know. I know that Rabbi Berkowitz Schlitter wrote a sefer on these six mitzvot midos because they are very fundamental. Let's see what they are. So number aleph of the six mitzvot. He brings. I want to just add what he says over here. Sheish mitzvahs chiyuv on tmidi. They're constant mitzvahs. Lo yifzuku me'al ha'odom. A person should never stop. Afilu rega echad. Even one moment. Kol yamav. Throughout his life, a person shouldn't be stopping them. For calls man, the call reg at all times, shiach shebohen, at any time do you think about it positively, ki mitzvah say, you're fulfilling a mitzvah say. So he says that when you are thinking about this, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah say. For in case there is no measure, the matan schar mitzvahs, for the amount of the reward you get for those mitzvahs. Ve'elu heim, what are they? Number one, la'amin sheesh eloika. Echad ba'olam. There's only one power, one force, which is the Ribono Shel Olam. Shem Tzikol HaNimtzos, who created everything that exists. And everything which is in this world is from him, and that's all part of the Anoich Hashem Elokecha. You should know that there's one unit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has created everything. Base. Shaloinal min b'shum Eloi Kim Zulosoi. The point number two is that there's no other power. So, number one is that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Number two is that is only one. V'lo yelecho Elohim acherim al ponoi. Number three is liyachtoi shenema yishma shema Yisrael hamishkin Hashem echad. That everything, as he says, v'yesh hamashkiach b'chol ha'olamos. Hakodesh Baruch Hu, how do you say mashkiach? He oversees, he constantly oversees everything that exists. So that was number three. We move on to number four. Le'ov ha'makom, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Here comes the Mishnah Berurah, the Chinuch really. Al-Ede'a Torah. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you show the love, and the way, not only showing, even more than that, the way you implement that love, the way you implement that love is alidei Torah, through Torah. K'diyisa b'sifrili v'shem avavtoh en yodea keitzel lehi v'shem okma hadu l'vakadosh Baruch Hu Talmud loima v'hoyu hadvorim o'ele asher anoichim et tzavacha yoyim al levavecho. That you love by the learning and fulfillment of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shemitoich kachat u'makir ez mishoma v'oilom. So it's about the learning of the Torah. That's number four. That is the way you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number five, Yoliras Hashem Yisbach Al Ponov. Number five is to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First comes the love, then comes the fear. The fear is not only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also of his punishments, Chas V'Sholem. So that's number five. Number six, Shel Nosu Acha Machshavas Aleiv, V'Yiras Einayim. Number six, finally, is the one that you do not follow your Yetzirah at all times. You don't endlessly follow your eyes and your desires, and you're able to restrain yourself and hold yourself back of your tzoynus and your taivus. This is number six. So number six is not necessarily number six is a bit different, because it's not so much a thought process. It's much more a restraining, a passive, it's like a restraint. But I think what it means is that it all starts in your mind. When you're able to, controlling yourself always starts in your mind. So there is something very psychological about this, something very, it's about the ability to hold, to control yourself. So these are the six sheish mitzvos tmidyos. What are your thoughts about it? So what does that mean? What's the consciousness of this? How do you fulfill this? He brings at the end, Mishnah Berurah finishes off, Asher HaMekayimom Koroi, blessed is the one who is able to fulfill this. Yeah. Okay, these are the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidyos. How does that come into it? I think the answer is because of Shivisi Hashem. It's part of that Shivisi Hashem. I believe it is a chiddush that the Bialocha brings it over here. I agree with you, but I think that what triggered the Bialocha to Chofetz Chaim to put it over here is the Shivisi Hashem. So that, because Shivisi Hashem is probably connected to Sheish Mitzvah Tmidyo, is probably number one. So he said, you know what? Really, a person should be constantly think about all Sheish Mitzvah Tmidyos. To point something out, what I think is a chiddush over here is that the Rambam, when he wrote his Magnus Opus, is that what it's called? When he wrote the Yad, so the Rambam, he starts with the Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam wrote, when he started listing all his mitzvahs, he starts with the Yisod HaTorah. What are the fundamentals of a Yid? And he starts with all the fundamentals of the Zohar, and all the fundamentals that are the crucial thoughts, the fundamentals that a Yid has to go through. And then after, as he goes to say the Hayom. But the Rambam starts in his Yad, in his Rambam, the Rambam starts with the Yisod stick. The Bais Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't start like that. He starts with Dine Hashkamas HaBoika. He's got a completely different approach. He also goes to the mitzvahs. The Bais Yosef also goes to the mitzvahs, but he gets a different approach. He starts from Halacha Lemaisa. How do we start the day? What are you going to do? You wake up in the morning, okay, you do Negel Vasa, and then you wake up early, whatever, and then he got very practical approach. So therefore, he doesn't go through all the fundamental yesodis really. It's a slightly different.
Oh, so for that, because of that, he needs a Hakdama.
Yeah, probably. Okay, Rabbi, so we carry on. The top of the page, top of page 8. Ramah, we're in the middle of the Ramah. V'lo yisbayish, a person should not be ashamed. Mipnei, because bnei Adam, of men, of people, hamaligim olav, who make fun of him, pavoit Hashem Yisbarach. Do not worry if people make fun of you because you are keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. Don't worry about it. People are making fun of you. Tough luck. Don't be ashamed. Gam, also be'atznei aleches, when you're on your own, when you're lying down, you should know lifnei mi, you should know before me you're actually lying down. Umiat, and immediately, when you're waking up in the morning, yokum, you should wake up bezizus, with energy, la'avodas boiroi, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yizborach ve'isale. So the crucial point of the Ramah over here is, don't worry, people making fun of you, of what you're keeping. Is that always true? Is that always true that you should show off the mitzvahs that you're doing? Is it always true that you should be publicly doing things that people are maybe feeling irritated by you doing? Is that always true? Pardon? I'm talking about Yidden. Eivor is by goyim. You're right. By goyim, you're right. You should sometimes, keep it quiet. But I'm talking about Yidden. The Gemara comes out and he says, don't worry if people are making fun of you. You be a proud Jew. Is that always true? Or sometimes not? It should be a Stolzkeit, the proud. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us something very interesting over here. I want to add some sefer to that. Let me just see first. Sif Cotton Yuhei. First, he tells us a great and important disclaimer. Nebne Adam and Sif Cotton Hei. Don't fight with them. If they start and they say, what are you doing? Don't fight with them. Don't fight back. If you're too proud and you're too, what's Azus? If you're too brazen and perhaps even a little bit aggressive, that's a very bad midah. This aggressive, what did they say? Brazenness, yeah, that's what it's called, brazenness. This aggressiveness, that's not a Jewish midah. So drop that. He says that if you're too aggressive and too proud, that's going to spill over to non-Avodas Hashem as well. And that's not good. So don't overdo it, first of all. Point number one. Point number two, which is crucial, is if got involved. Hamaliki milolov. Chein, v'chein, similarly. Imu odom beinoni oimet b'mokim gdoilim. If you're just an average person, a normal kind of average person, and you are standing oimet b'mokim gdoilim, you're standing amongst great yin. Lo yisbayish mimem lilmoid v'laso yisa mitzvah. Don't be afraid to learn from them and to be inspired by them, etc. Ach, him efshel lelaso is a mitzvah shelo bifneim tov yoisa. What happens? Says the Mishnah. What happens if you're amongst great Jews? They're good choshev yidden, perhaps more choshev than you, but they are not makbid on a certain thing, which you normally are makbid on. So he says over here, just relax, okay? Just relax, okay? Don't now forcefully impose on them your tzitkus. Don't like make yourself all fun. But if you can do it quietly, Tovio is even better. I'll tell you, I had read this very exact shaila. I had quite a while ago. It was a while ago. I tend to daven mincha before the shkia, before my shkia. But if you're in sometimes in different circles, they of course have a different shkia, which tends to be a little bit later when it's pitch dark outside. So, and I was in that kind of circles for a bit, and I wanted to have mincha, and there was a minion. I wanted to have mincha, but everybody else was still, we had still that meeting, and they wanted to go. They wanted to go strong, and I didn't know what I should stand up to have mincha. The Muslims still had to have mincha. Am I supposed to get up and say, gentlemen, I'm davening mincha, and I don't know what you do, but I'm still davening mincha, and get up and make a point. Is that the right thing, or is that not the right thing? So it sounds like what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that it's not the right attitude, because he says, if it's batna lecha, if it's quiet, then yeah, but if you're making a point, it's not the right attitude. It's just not the right attitude. Yeah. Well, that's if you really, but yeah. So you could go. Pardon? No. I felt I was wrong as well. If you always makpid on davening mincha before shkia, it was what are you going to do? What? I think what the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us, I don't know if that was the right thing.
It's
like lo yisbash. You should do it. Where you couldn't do it any other way. Yeah, but he says ibn mokum gdoilim, if you're in front of other gdoilim, in front of greater people, you should like still don't make a point. So the law is bash, the Ramah is telling us is if you're amongst people that are, but if you're in front of greater people, you should like relax. If you're in front of greater people, you should do your mitzvah quietly because they're greater than you. Yeah, but look from the continuation. Look, however, if you're amongst average people like you, like, you know, like normal people, shilmu men that will learn from you. Yesh loima tavyo yisalasa bifnem. You don't do in front of them. Then be proud and do it in front of them. Shilmu du men alasis kemaseh. You should learn, be inspired from you. So I think what the Mishnah is telling us, it depends on where you are. What's the difference between Beninim and Gdolim? I think in front of Gdolim, you're not going to make a fuss. In front of Beninim, be proud. Show them the right way and don't be shy. If they're all the same boat. But if you're in front of Choshev, you don't make a point. So I think. So what do you say? What's the Tav Mincha quietly? Yeah.
You're in a meeting with them.
Yeah.
How did you back? Even by backing out,
even
by excusing yourself.
No, so I think that was the right thing to do. They figured it out, but I'm saying the Maaseh. I think the right thing. If it's quiet, it's okay. As long as you don't like say Raboisa, it's time to Tav Mincha now. You know, it's time. What's going on over here? You know, you're not Tav Mincha. That's what's wrong. If you're sneaking out quietly and you're coming back 10, 15 minutes later, that's okay. I think that's what he says. If they all, you know, I think so. But if you're in front of Beinonim, if it's all part of the same crowd, then say, Raboisai, what's happening with Mincha today? What's happening with Mincha? And that's what the Mishnah encourages to do. What's the Ramah encourages to do? Don't be shy. You should be shy if you're in front of greater people than you. It reminds me of I'm going to finish off with that. It reminds me of a very beautiful letter that Reb Shimon Sofer wrote about his father. I'm going to finish off with that. Reb Shimon Sofer was a Slamichtav Sofer, was a famous son of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, the great Peshbog Rav, he had a few Choshev sons. One of them was a Ksav Sofer, who took over in Peshbog. He had another son, was a Michtav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, who became Rav in Kuka, who was slightly Hasidic inclined, as opposed to. And he writes a very beautiful letter, very, very beautiful letter about his father, and he writes in his when he describes Chassam Sofer and his grandfather, who was none other than Rebbe Kveger. He describes. He says, "I want to tell you something." He writes to his nephew, a fascinating letter. He says, "I wanted to know, my dear nephew, that one thing I wanted. I wanted to know, my father, your grandfather, my grandfather, your great grandfather, Rebbe Kveger, whenever they did mitzvahs." They did it in a way that was completely, completely final pialocha, but it looked from the outsider, you wouldn't see anything which looked like he was more lofty and more heilig than anybody else. He davened, when you look at davening, quietly, erlich, without any wild things, and without, he looked like a tinuk ben yoima, he davened. He said there was nothing there which looked extraordinary. He said the chokhmah of a gadol, of a choshva yid is not to stick out. Sticking out says that's not what elicha people do. It's not about sticking out. You want to do halacha, you want to do mitzvahs, and the best way to do it is in a way which is quiet, calm, and that's the beauty of somebody who's elicha. That's what he says. Not wild and not fanatic and not, what's the word? Extremist, no. So he said that's the beauty of my father, my grandfather. So says Reb Shimon Sofer. To summarize, we learned this evening. We spoke about the Shivisi Hashem Menorah. We spoke about having it in the Seder. We spoke about having it in front. It's all about bringing about Yiras Hashem. We spoke about the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidyos, which is an incredible mitzvah to think about constantly. We spoke about not being ashamed to the mitzvahs, whilst there's a distinction there between Gdolim and Beinonim. And these are the points we discussed tonight, and we'll carry on with Siv Beis, Imitz Hashem, tomorrow evening. Same time, same place.